This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Joe Biden met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House about tensions with Russia over Ukraine. The president said Monday diplomacy is the best way forward on the escalating Russia-Ukraine crisis. But he added that Germany and the United States are jointly ready, along with NATO, if diplomacy fails. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Russia has been adding military might at the border. The president's message to Americans in Ukraine:
I think it'd be wise to leave the country.
He's worried they could get caught in the crossfire. The president was asked about the status of the crucial Nord Stream 2, Russia to Germany gas pipeline, if there is an invasion.
It's just not going to happen.
Russia's Vladimir Putin says the U.S. and its allies were the only ones talking about invasion.
I don't know that he knows what he's going to do. And I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine.
The president says there remains an off-ramp for Russia in this standoff. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Vladimir Putin said that Russia would keep trying to obtain answers from the West to its main security demands, even though he accused the United States and NATO of bypassing those demands in formal responses last month. Putin told a joint news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron that the U.S. and NATO replies had not addressed Moscow's three key demands. He listed them as no more enlargement of NATO, no missile deployments near Russia's borders, and scaling back of NATO's military infrastructure in Europe to 1997 levels. Over the weekend, thousands of people marched in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. This is VOA News.